Codename Saint, The Invincibles Team 2, Book 3, written by Heather Slade and read for you by Philip Batley and Stephanie Nemeth Parker.
1. Harper. I flexed my hands, stiff from clenching my fists so hard there were nail marks in my palms. I hated flying. Not that I had much experience with it. Today was only the second time I'd been on a plane. The first, I wasn't alone like I was today. Then I'd been with my fiancé, the man who was supposed to become my husband. Keyword, was, as of this morning. Since he wasn't, I was on a plane alone, sitting in first class with an empty seat beside me. Like that song by the country singer, I should get drunk. What was the line? Drink cheap champagne from a real glass? Except the glasses weren't real. I swirled the ice melting in the plastic cup, wishing I'd asked for something stronger than soda. I'd tell the stewardess, flight attendant, as my ex-fiancé had corrected me on my first flight. I'd changed my mind, but she was otherwise engaged, talking to a ridiculously handsome man who'd just boarded the plane. I couldn't blame her. He was hot. Beautiful, really. His sandy blonde hair looked just this side of shaggy, and his skin was tanned from the sun. When he spoke, though, God, that English accent. It made sense he would be British, since I was on a nonstop flight to London. London, where I was supposed to honeymoon with Douchey Dave, as my maid of honor Mouse had called him when she had to tell me he wasn't coming. He wasn't just late, hadn't been in a horrible accident, or gotten lost on the way to the church. He'd changed his mind. He didn't want to get married. Not today, or any other day. She'd convinced me I should go to London without him. He paid for first-class seats. Don't you dare let them go to waste, she insisted. She hadn't needed to say it twice, although I would never admit it to her or anyone else. The real reason I showed up at the airport was that I thought Dave might too. I closed my eyes and rested my head against the seat, shaking it at my own stupidity. Hello. I opened my eyes and looked into the sapphire blue ones of the gorgeous man with the English accent, who was putting something in the bin above my row of seats while the enraptured flight attendant held his drink. The last thing I expected was for him to sit down in Douchey Dave's seat, but since the doors were now closed and locked, I had to accept the fact that my non-husband wasn't coming. Hello, I responded, when he set his drink on the flat surface between
sample complete. Ready to continue?